KER Politics talking about the latest information. And of course, President Biden's just 5 p.m. Eastern televised conference on what's happening there. The latest events, there are now reportedly 12 American service members that have been killed in bombing attacks. ISIS is taking responsibility. The Taliban has closed locations, entrances to the airport, and we've got reporting of additional explosions going on around the capital and, of course, around the airfield where the evacuation is taking place. This is turning into an absolute fiasco and disaster for this administration. But Joe Biden comes back on television and claims that he's going to hunt down ISIS. I am not convinced that the Taliban is not coordinating and assisting, and I think this administration is absolutely naive or criminal in allowing this to go forward and expect to get support from the Taliban.
Jimmy, I got to ask you one question. I'm not sure why Biden said he's going to hunt down ISIS. I agree with you 100%. It is the Taliban that it happens to be in power right now in Afghanistan. That is the dumbest thing I have ever heard a sitting president of the United States say on the record.
They are trying to spin away from this disastrous policy that they've put forward. And now we've got information that is coming out just reported this afternoon that, in fact, the Biden administration released tens of thousands of names of U.S. citizens and green card holders to the Taliban in order to give the Taliban the opportunity to protect them. But ideally, they've just given the Taliban a massive kill list of those who have cooperated with the West. And we've seen this story before in Kampuchea, Cambodia, when Pol Pot regime took over. We've seen this under the communist rule in the Soviet Union, in Albania, all across this world. And I can't believe that these administrators are so incompetent and ignorant that they believed this was possible. So you have to wonder what was going on in their head and what deals they cut behind the scenes that they were tricked into to allow this to happen. It is absolutely disgusting for American civilians and American soldiers to die for absolute no reason from the failure, absolute failure of this administration's policies.
I want to say one thing here. Jimmy did a great job introducing the segment. I thank you so much for that. I want to go on, and I want to say that I think both of us very definitely need to be glued to the television from now on to the rest of the day. I would also strongly recommend watching Tucker and the other Fox guy for sure. Why do I say that? Because they put no spin on it. They tell it like it is. Jimmy, why don't we let it go for now? Unless there's anything you wanted to add to that, we would certainly like some comments. In addition to that, any breaking news? And go ahead, Jim.
I would say that Citizen Free Press is tracking this very rapidly, putting in reports from multiple news agencies. It's non-advertising thing, so citizenfreepress.com. Take a look at that to keep updated with it. Look at Epoch Times and look at some of the other areas out there. But what's happening right now appears to be a complete disaster for the Biden administration, but most importantly for the world, because they are leaving behind other foreigners. The Canadians are having to pull out because they depend on the United States logistically. The UK, the Italians, everybody, and they're having to leave behind their citizens because of the failure of this administration. The world is going to be incredibly angry at Joe Biden and his team for what's happened.
The only comment I can make is I said a long time ago, Jimmy, and you agreed on this one, give a person or an organization enough rope and they will hang themselves in a public execution. That's very possible, in my opinion, what is going to happen to the Biden administration on this one. You're on, bud. Any last words?
Yeah. I hope the American people see through the facade of the mainstream media, the lies, the people that are protecting this administration. They cannot do that in this nation continue to survive.
Exactly.
God bless America and God bless the people that are over there suffering and the soldiers that are fighting for something that they have no idea anymore what's valid or what's not.
I agree 1,000%, Jim. Anything breaks, you guys, we'll be back on this evening after dinner. Jimmy, thank you so much for bringing this up.
No, it's unfortunate, but let's do it.